This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. The folks at DeNovo Beverage in Monmouth have gotten pretty successful over the last number of years that they've been in existence, making their own craft beers and other things. And today they announced they're going to be transitioning into opening a brew pub in downtown Monmouth in late spring or early summer of next year. But DeNovo Beverage is only one of the names involved in this project. One of the others you may know is Kevin Sarar, who for a long time owned a number of eateries in Monmouth, and he's going to be helping out in the project as well. And the folks at DeNovo were unavailable to talk today, so as luck would have it, they designated Kevin as to be the one to talk. And Kevin Sarar is on the line right now. Thanks so much for your time, Kevin.
Well, thank you for having me, Will.
Absolutely. First of all, for you, I know the last couple of years have been pretty difficult for you in terms of business and with the Barnstormer and Petey's both closing. But I imagine now's as good a time as any to move on and start anew, right?
Absolutely. It's time to get back on the horse. You know, I had to step away for a little while, and I'm glad to be back. Great project, great people. I'm looking forward to it.
So let's talk about that first from your standpoint. How did you first hear about this, and how did you get involved?
Well, Chris Gavin, he's spearheading this along with his wife Lisa, and we kind of talked back and forth a little bit, and I obviously showed some interest, and so then he thought, well, let's get some other guys involved in some beer. So one thing led to the next, and next thing you know, we're planning this venture.
I imagine with your experience and your background in business locally that between the couple of craft breweries here in Galesburg and DeNovo and Monmouth and some other areas around here, I imagine you must be just as perhaps pleasantly surprised as anybody that craft beers in this area have really taken off like they have.
It really is. I think people's taste for beer has really... They become more sophisticated in their beer, you know, pairing it up with food and, you know, so, you know, you always hear about wine being paired with food, but,
yeah.
You know, we're taking it, you know, people are taking a step further with beer, so it's exciting.
Yeah, what do you think has kind of, from your perspective, has kind of led to that transition? Is it that thing where you know that there's more good to drink with a meal than just wine, or what do you think it is?
Exactly. I think people just... You know, just wanted more from the beer, and nothing's better than a nice ice cold beer and a steak.
Uh-huh.
I think people's palates have really just become more sophisticated over the years, and the brew business is big throughout everywhere. So,
I would say that the best ice cold beer is one that somebody else has bought me, but that's another discussion for another day. But you know, so. How long have you been in the planning process for this, and talk about your specific involvement in it?
We've been planning this probably since the first part of the year, and my involvement is going to be to manage the facility, so we just got a lot of groundwork to do to get it done.
That sounds great. So, given your experience and some of the food that has been popular at the restaurant you've owned over the years, are we going to see a lot of that in this new venture?
Well, you know, it's going to be a small menu.
Okay.
I'm going to try to do a little bit, do it best, and try to have some variety in there. We're not going to be a steakhouse, but we're going to have a few steaks on there. So a couple good seafood, maybe a couple chicken sandwiches. Of course, you got to have a salad too, and some good soups, and try to key on the appetizers, because I think you're going to get a lot of people who just want to come in and have a nice cold beer and an appetizer. So, but not getting too crazy. Try to keep it, you know, 15, 16 items or less.
There you go. And I see with the name Patent Block Grill and Brew Pub, is this a new facility? Is this going to be where I think it is in Monmouth?
Yeah, it's right next to the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
The property is owned by Midwest Bank, and it's a great building. It's in good shape, and I think it's once we get going and start getting the floors done and start the process of doing a renovation. It's going to be beautiful. I'm really excited. There's some great minds involved in this to get that done, you know. Brad and Steve, they know their beer. And Chris, of course, the finances is extremely intelligent when that's considered, and so I think we'll all make a good team here.
That's fantastic. And from I guess my memory of that Patton Block building in downtown Monmouth, it's had a number of different uses over the years. What makes you what appeals to you all about this particular building, or perhaps maybe is it just the desire to add something maybe a little similar but different than what people are used to seeing in downtown Monmouth?
Yeah, I just think the age of the building is like 130 years old. And it's got so much character.
Yeah.
And you know, we looked at this, we actually looked at other possibilities in town to do this. And we, Chris and I went over to take a look at it and said, oh my gosh, this is a great spot. And so we just Chris decided, well, let's do it here. So and it really is. It's going to be beautiful once it's completed.
This strikes me as almost coming at the perfect time because, as I'm sure you're aware, the city has gone into an effort to kind of revitalize downtown Monmouth in a number of ways through some plans and through a consulting firm that they've employed. And this almost sounds to me like this could just be the start of that.
Oh, absolutely. Once one business, hopefully you'll get two or three more, and then, downtown Monmouth can be a destination. And I think that's a lot of Chris's plan, I think, was because he necessarily doesn't have to do this, but I think he wants to give something to Monmouth, and downtown needs it. And so hopefully, three or four businesses will follow, and people will want to come visit and stay the afternoon.
I know you're still months away from opening and things like that, but what are you thinking about in terms of jobs and that sort of thing?
We're looking at hopefully around April 1st and hopefully, 20, 25 employees, some part-time, some full-time. So, I'm in the process now of trying to find some people and make it a team effort and serve a quality meal.
For you, what's kind of the future here, Kevin? Is this the only thing you're working on, or do you see other ventures in the works for you? I imagine it's probably a difficult thing at times to think about because I imagine on one hand you're probably excited to keep your irons in the fire, so to speak, but on the other hand there must be maybe a little bit of trepidation at times for you.
I'm happy just to have one place, to be quite honest.
Sure.
Try to do that and do it the very best that I can do. And so I have no other plans on sprouting out or anything. I just want to put my full attention on this project and make it the very best that I can possibly do. In the restaurant business, sometimes you just got to be happy with that.
Have you heard from other folks, friends, family, other people in Monmouth, and how are they reacting to this venture?
Oh, I think there's going to be a lot of excitement. Just we announced it yesterday to the public. At an evening business meeting and get together, and people are excited. Something new, and I think it's just going to build from here. We're going to get a Facebook page going with the progress of the renovation. Maybe a few things on the food, a couple things I might prepare and show it on Facebook. So kind of look out for our Facebook page, and it'll just kind of give you news as we go. But have some fun with it, And I think that's, Brad and Steve and Chris, they want to have fun at this. And you got one, Steve is a dentist, and you got Brad as a professor, and so... some great minds there. So four minds is always better than one.
A couple of guys who like beer, along with a guy who likes food. You can't possibly go wrong, right?
Exactly.
There you go. All right. Kevin Serrar, a businessman in Monmouth, part of the new Patton Block Grill and Brew Pub, opening perhaps after April of this next year. So congratulations to you. Thanks so much for your time, and best of luck with the new venture. It sounds awesome.
Thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate you having me on your radio station here.
Stay tuned. We'll check sports and business news next. And, of course, around 5:40, another chance to play WGIL's Pick a Present. All straight ahead on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.